This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, it's a big day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got news about the U.S., what do they call it, the Farm Bill 2018. Where does hemp go from here? Is there any stopping him? Apparently it passed in the Senate. We'll see if it gets to the House. And we have Jonathan Miller from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable joining us a little later in the show. Very, very exciting news. We'll see how it fits in with the treaty, where the FDA comes in on this. Does it change everything or change nothing? I want to know. And I hope you all want to know, too. We're going to get to that in a little while. But we also have big stories on ADHD. On statins, they're doing some damage control. We get a sports update. It's football season, but it's also basketball season. And boy, do we have a sports update. You're talking about bouncing a basketball all the way up to the moon. We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a little while. Also, we have a fish story. No, a fish study. I'm sorry. It was this big. Wait, no, it was this. That's right. It's a fish study.
Sounds like a kid's movie, a fish
study. Doesn't it? You're right. You know, how
right.
big was that fish, right? We also have a flu shot update. A guy that was in a hospital, 23 days in a coma, and they say he's not anti-vaccine. Like, mm-hmm. if he's not, he's still not out of the coma.
Can we talk about candy canes in today's show, too?
Well, yeah. You know, I found organic candy canes. Actually, my wife found certified organic candy canes. And my kids love them. I'm not happy about them, but if they're going to have a candy cane, it better be organic. And so that exists, too. But apparently they're going to be banned in certain schools because of, I guess, religious reasons. We'll get into that. Anyway, we've got a big, big day. I don't know, Super Don, when we kind of call out the FDA or call out the CDC, and then they finally maybe admit it, you know, that's a day to celebrate, right? Isn't it?
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it does happen.
Mm-hmm.
It does happen. It doesn't happen as often as we would like, but eventually they seem to come around
I'm going to stretch it out because I'd like to call them out on it and make them feel a little bit of the pain associated with not acknowledging what we've said for many years here about vaccines and the MMR in particular. We just had Brian Hooker on nailing down the MMR vaccine link to autism, the reanalysis. So with the revelations of what the CDC is now admitting on their own webpage, I'm going to go ahead and say they're busted. Well, it's not likely that anybody from the CDC is going to go to the jail and marry a smelly whatever, but they've conceded, they've admitted that the Robert Scott Bell Show, Robert was right once again. Maybe I should have played that. But I like the fact that they're busted. We busted them out, and now they have to admit it. What is this? It's about the MMR vaccine. They have conceded really critical things we've been saying for years here about the danger of these vaccinations. and the untoward, what they call side effects, we call direct effects, inconvenient direct effects for those who are vaccine sycophants or worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, vaccine denomination. And this is on the CDC's own website. We have it linked up in the Robert Scott Bell Show notes. So you can look at it and say, oh, he's not making that up. As of February of apparently 2018, quietly this happened, the CDC has acknowledged what? That you shouldn't give the MMR vaccine if the child has a history of seizure disorders or has a parent that has a history of seizure disorders or has a brother or a sister with a history of seizures. Okay? This is something we've said. If it runs in the family, if there's one, right? We talk about one kid had an adverse event to a vaccine, that should be enough to eliminate via medical exemption any other kid in your family ever getting it. So if you're in California, you know, drop this bombshell on Senator Richard Dickey Pan. He's not going to like it. In addition, if you have a parent, a brother, or a sister with a history of immune system problems, it's acknowledged now on the CDC's website that the MMR might not be a good option for you. This doesn't mean that you've already had an adverse event or any other kid has an adverse event. There's a history of a parent, even, that has an immune system issue. Now, I'm going to expand it, obviously, farther than they're going to want to admit the expansion. But this is big news. This is related to the MMRV, and we have the links in the what's known as the VIS. Vaccine information statements. Okay? That's in there. Now, the second phase of this goes to the MMR. These are the people they say should not get the vaccine. They actually acknowledge that some of you should not get the vaccine. Some of you kids out there should not get the vaccine. Obviously, that's old news for you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But for the CDC to admit it, that's big news. If you're supposed to tell your vaccine provider, good luck at CVS if that works for you. If you have a parent, a brother, or a sister with a history of immune system problems. Again, we saw it before with the MMRV, now the MMR. Or if you have gotten any other vaccines in the past previous 4 weeks, really? You mean multiple vaccines along with the MMR? Not a good idea? Have we said that ever? They've never experimented by giving multiple vaccines at once, and they do it all of the time. They're actually acknowledging on the CDC's own website that if you've received a vaccine, not just the same day, but within the last 4 weeks, not a good idea. If you've been given a live vaccine virus, because they say if you're giving them too close together, they might not work as well. What other events do they acknowledge on the CDC website now? Quietly, shh, don't tell anybody, but they're there. Severe events, they say, have been very rarely reported, but they exist. And it can also happen after the MMRV, they say. Deafness. Nope, you can't hear anymore. That would be a bummer. I don't know if I talk too fast to read my lips if you were deaf. I don't want anybody to go deaf from the MMR vaccine. Long-term seizures. Coma. We got another issue about a coma after a flu shot later in the show. This is interesting. Lowered consciousness and brain damage. This is not the Robert Scott Bell Show, the anti-vaccine show, making this stuff up. This is coming from the CDC's own website. Of course, the skeptics are having conniption fits. They're all going to say, well, well, you know what they're going to say? They're not going to say, but they should say. The CDC is now openly anti-vaccine. Bunch of anti-vaxxers at the CDC. How dare they? How dare they list these things as outcomes, potentially, and also reasons not to vaccinate? They are just purely anti-vaxxers at this point, and they should be defunded and shut down.
That's a great point that you've made there, because these statements that we make apparently now are on the CDC website are statements that have been made by other people in the past. Even people who said, hey, look, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm just concerned because of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And those people have been branded and labeled as anti-vaccine.
It's getting rough for the pro-vaccine crowd. It's getting rough. I hear Rodney Dangerfield. It's getting rough. It's getting rough. But I look at this and I say, deafness, long-term seizures. Now, what triggered, let's say, for me, something intriguing here was something called lowered consciousness. Now, I think what they mean, maybe, is that you're just less conscious. But what does that mean in terms of awake and asleep? But let's take it out to its logical, I think, logical reality. As I've said here on the Robert Scott Bell Show many years, one of the biggest things that the vaccine agenda is designed to do is lower consciousness. Okay? They're admitting it. They might not want to admit it the way I'm describing it to you. But what have we talked about with Dr. Rashid Bitar on this show all these years? These kids who are vulnerable, susceptible, and end up diagnosed into the autism spectrum after the schedule, the CDC says it's safe and effective. They're some of the most intelligent, highly conscious little souls coming in to bodies. And they're given no opportunity to bring that consciousness with them. They're snuffed out before they even get there. These are people here, I believe, souls here, that are here to transform. Really, energetically, with a consciousness that was very necessary and is very necessary for that next shift here on planet Earth. For those of you who believe, you know, it's time to get rid of some of the old things that don't work anymore that are pretty stupid, dunderheaded, including modern medicine in most all of its trappings of injecting toxic substances into innocent little babies. They acknowledge it on the webpage. That's shocking to me. Again, we'll see if we can get their definition of lowered consciousness. But I'm telling you, by throwing heavy metals in there, aluminum, mercury, and these other things we've talked about now, genetic material from animals, aborted fetal cells, all kinds of aberrant manifestations, lowered consciousness is the result, right? How can you feel free to exceed, much less meet, your destiny, if you have one? And I believe it's a co-creation destiny. I don't mean it's a genetic determinism. But what you're here to do when you are assaulted from day zero and you don't even have an opportunity to fully express who you really are in this body that you've come to inhabit while you're here. I know this goes deep, folks, but this is where I've got to go. I'm not going to sit here and start screaming against the CDC. What good would that do? They've now admitted that we are right, that we've been right for years here. And so if they call us anti-vaxxer, how are they going to self-label, right? They got to self-label something. We're not against vaccines, but, you know, it's like we say it and we're anti-vaxxers. Even if some of us would say, oh, we're not against vaccines. I am, as they are done today, no doubt. The concept is we do by a homeoprophylaxis. Obviously, we're behind that, support that. But this is big, folks. The CDC filled with a bunch of anti-vaccine nut jobs. You heard it first here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What's going to happen? The epidemiologists are not going to win on this. The one in a million is a scam. That number is made up. It's pulled out of their aspirin. Yeah, that's right. I said it. I said aspirin. All right, we've got ADHD scripts in Australia. Are they giving them enough? We're going to find out as we go down under after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, if any of y'all think I'm prone to exaggeration, just come to robertscottbell.com and click the link. You're going to be taken right to the cdc.gov website with a page relating all of those things. And you know what's interesting about the adverse effects? They never tell you when they say one in a million. It's just made up. I think in England they have statistics that are a little more accurate, and it's obviously a lot more than one in a million. We're talking, you know, they're talking in one in 100, different things like that, where you got real scalable numbers. When it comes to adverse events, though, that which is reported officially, they still claim it's only like 1% of all adverse events is ever even reported. So, what about other aspects of vaccine injury? I have argued that ADHD may be part of this. Now, I'm not saying it's only vaccine-induced, because we know that antibiotics disrupt the microbiome, the gut-brain connection is altered, that also, by destruction of the microbiome, means malabsorption is an issue. So you're not getting the vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals you need, even if they're in the food. That's going to impact brain and neurological function, isn't it? Yes, it is. Of course it is. So we go down under to find out about this thing called attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Something that I had never heard of in my early school years, going back into the 70s and then into the 80s. And then I think toward the end of my high school time, we started hearing about something called ADD, attention deficit disorder. And then they added hyperactivity, it became ADHD. Now, of course, that very quickly became evidence of a psychiatric or psychotropic drug deficiency disease. They decided that Ritalin would be a good idea. Methylphenidate, PMP, chemical kissing cousin of PCP, interestingly enough, that's known as angel dust. We're going to hyperstimulate the nerve endings of the brain to destroy them. And then your kid will be like Jack Nicholson at the end of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, like lobotomized. Yes, just destroy their brain. And then I'll get parents mad at me to say, well, I put my kid on Ritalin and he did great. Well, good on you, speaking of Australian terms. But was it evidence of a methylphenidate Ritalin deficiency? I don't think so. But apparently in Australia they do. Yep, in the land down under, not so good on you kids. ADHD prescription rates are going up, but that doesn't mean that they believe they're over-medicating. In fact, as you look through this study, what they're saying, this is the Australian Atlas for Healthcare Variation, and they show around 14,000 prescriptions were dispensed per 100,000 kids age 17. And this is in a specific area. I don't know where it is. Is that all of Australia, Super Don? I'm not sure. But 14,000
out of 100,000. Yeah, that's just one area. But it gets even better.
Wait a second. Okay, so it's up from 11,000 per 100,000. Okay, so it gets better. So this high dispensing rate has gone up as high as 34,000 per 100,000. I'm reading this. I'm like, I am even shocked. I'm talking, I call it the United States of Drug America. We got nothing on Australia now with the kids there. If there's an area where 34 out of every 100 kids are on ADHD meds, I almost have no words for that. They said the lowest rate was like 2,000 per 100,000, a 17-fold difference. But, dude, this is not good. No, we're concerned. They're concerned. Too many kids diagnosed with ADHD and treated with meds. So they conducted this study following 500 children recruited through Melbourne schools, and they found only 1 in 4 children who met the full ADHD criteria were taking medications as of age 10. So what they're telling you, despite this extreme level, I mentioned 34,000 out of 100. Oh, let's go 34 out of 100. 34%. 34% of all children in certain areas. And they say that's not good enough. Because 1 out of every 4 children that meet the criteria are not getting ADHD medications. Australia, you know, I thought the U.S. was toast. You're toastier than even we are when it comes to medicating children for a fictitious ailment based on the assumption, wrong as it is, that they suffer from a deficiency of speed, basically. Methamphetamines. These kids are ratcheted up, hopped up on additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, GMOs, plasticizers, heavy metals, vaccines, antibiotics. And you think they need more ADHD drugs. You're Australia, you're an embarrassment. Your medical community, your government is completely, I mean, we're bad enough in America, I admit it, but you guys are even more owned and controlled by the pharmaceutical industrial complex, particularly pediatricians and psychiatrists that are willing to drug the children of Australia. I would be embarrassed. And I'm embarrassed for you. And I love Australians, that's not it, but your government sucks at the teat of Big Pharma.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News.
Democrats take control of the House of Representatives on Thursday and plan on passing spending bills to help open the government and end the partial government shutdown. The House also plans on passing a resolution with $1.3 billion for border security. Arizona Congressman Republican Debbie Lesko tells Fox News how her district in Arizona feels about illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration and stopping it has been the number one issue polled-wise in Arizona for many years, and it was this election year, too. Especially in my district.
Thousands of folks are already gathering in Times Square in New York City to be part of the New Year's Eve celebration. Commissioner James O'Neill says the NYPD is ready for the festivities.
Road closures in the bow tie area started at 4. The pens start to fill up. We have 13 access points. I do have concerns at any large event, but this is what the NYPD, we do this how many times a year?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Y'all are all missing the fun unless you're also watching the show. And I'm getting closer. You know, I'm starting to digest the idea of having the ability to not only talk to Super Don all the time, but see him. I know he's reluctant, but I said you can smear some Vaseline on the camera and make yourself all fuzzy and look funny, but that's fine. I just want to have a studio.
I'm just going to be a silhouette, like I'm in the
witness protection
informant
program.
Witness protection. Yeah,
it's coming, folks. It's enough of you looking at me. I've had it with that. I don't want to be the only guy. By the way, I was interviewed today on Jack Wolfson, Dr. Wolfson. He's the paleocardiologist, good friend, and his wife Heather, amazing, amazing folks. You want to talk about a fierce anti-vaccine warrior? Dr. Heather Wolfson. Oh, my gosh. Don't even try to get near her kids with a vaccine. You know, I'm tough about it, but wow, she's a mama bear. She's amazing. But he interviewed me, and it was a video interview for his, I guess, podcast show or whatever it is. And I don't know when it's going to air, but I asked him to let me know, so we'll let y'all know about it. It's fun because, you know, when I'm the recipient of questions, I have stuff that I talk about that I don't talk about when I'm the host of my own show. And I don't know why that is, Super Don, but I don't interview myself often, right? I'll talk about these stories you throw at us that are great and try to elucidate and bring information out that a different perspective on these stories. Like, you know, in the mainstream media, they're not even going to cover the story about the CDC admitting what we've shown that they've admitted, what we've been saying for years here. They're certainly not going to go out and say, what's wrong with the CDC? They got a bunch of anti-vaxxers working for them now, right? Like, they'll call us that for pointing out the very same thing that's on their own website. And it's going to get even weirder tomorrow. Weirder tomorrow, because we found an article. And the article's really good enough, but when you see the response to the article related to antibiotic use and depression or psychiatric issues, you're going to find how wacky those pro-vaccine fanatics are, how desperate they are, and how, in fact, what you and I, we're all doing here, and again, we're for freedom of choice. We want people to have the choice. We're not telling you, we'll talk about what we believe in, but we're not going to use the force of government to stop you from making choices, even if we think they might be a bad choice for you. I don't believe in that level of paternalism via government. I believe it's between you, your spouse, and God. Maybe your doctor, if you get to consult with your doctor about how you care for your children. That's up to you. I'm not the parent. Unfortunately, the government claims to be their parents in California and in other places. That's another story for another show, but we've got some good stuff coming up. I'm already jumping ahead to tomorrow. I'm time jumping here.
Yeah, you're done.
I'm thinking about the stuff we got. It's
Back to the Future here.
Dude, this is a good show already. And it's a great show tomorrow already. I can tell you, I can see the future. And it's good. It's really good. But one of the things that we covered, was it last week we had another statin story? And it was about another admission.
Yes.
It's like, we admit, oh my gosh, another study says statins suck, basically. I love the alliteration. Statins suck. Everybody remember that. Statins suck. Repeat after me. Statins suck. And that's not a good thing. In fact, it's worse than that. Statins destroy your liver. Statins destroy cholesterol production. They go, well, isn't that a good thing, Robert? No, it's not a good thing. Cholesterol is your best defense against rapid dying of inflammation uncontrolled and injury to the vascular system. Cholesterol is responsible for keeping you alive long enough to have a heart attack or a stroke, which, by the way, you would never have if you understood the real cause of those things. Related to, guess what, liver function, liver detoxification, antioxidant, metabolic antioxidant activities, neutralizing inflammation, inflammatory compounds. You know, it's one of the reasons why we drink Echo water. We get the molecular hydrogen in, it combines with the hydroxyl radicals, it floats them out like water, and my gosh, you're hydrating your system, you are far less likely to have a cardiovascular event, regardless of your cholesterol levels, which, by the way, could be super high or super low, and in both cases, you might be at risk for a heart attack if you don't address the liver in between and all of the inflammatory compounds that your liver is not detoxifying efficiently enough. Now, it'd be bad enough if you're excessively consuming normal healthy foods that create metabolites, metabolic toxins and waste that are normally excreted by the liver into the colon and or through the kidneys. But it's worse than that because it's not just normal organic food eating to excess, maybe once in a while, but not every day. You're eating regular food every day. When I say regular, that means genetically modified, pesticide-laden, processed, refined, etc. You've got so many pro-inflammatory components coming into with every meal that your liver, which would normally deal with metabolic waste, is now trying to deal desperately with foreign invaders. And I don't mean microbes. I mean toxins that it doesn't know what the heck to do with. We're talking synthetic modern chemistry, better living through chemistry, right? And all of these things contributing to inflammation of any system of the body. Now, certain of you have a tendency toward vascular inflammation, and you would suffer earlier than others that might not ever have a heart attack. But we come back to the statin issue, the statin risk. The nonsense that we would start with is that cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease. End of story. Statins suck. Let's move on. But this story of admission last week has caused, I guess, a necessary, oh my gosh, we got to do something about this because the Robert Scott Bell Show is on to us. And if enough people start listening, we could be in trouble. People might stop taking their statin drugs as if it's theirs, right? So here's the headline coming off of medical news today. Statins, colon, risk of side effects is low, say the experts. Well, Super Don, the experts have spoken. We've got nothing else to do. We can.
Yeah, but wait.
What?
Whoa. I thought the experts were in the story last week.
Oh, yes, you're right. Sorry. Pardon
me. I thought those were experts.
Well, now I'm confused. I'm just plain confused. If they were the experts last week and they say statins suck, they're dangerous, they're not really warranted, and now we got a group of other experts saying, no, those experts were wrong. We're the experts you want to listen to. Do we have a statin standoff?
I don't know. And, you know, here this is a common problem where the term expert, really, it just doesn't seem to mean anything anymore. At one time, let's say we went back 50, 60, 70 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. when the guy came on the black and white TV. And, you know, he had the lab coat on and he was recommending that the best brand of cigarette for when you're pregnant is Camels, right? it's like, who is the expert? Everybody's an expert, right? Mm-hmm. And some people genuinely, you could say, are experts. Mm-hmm. But in the media, when you see these stories, it makes me crazy. I mean, it's kind of fun, actually, when we could do this on the show, we could point this out. But at the same time, for the layperson who's out there just trying to figure out, what do I do to be healthy? How do I turn things around? You know, I want to live a healthier lifestyle. And one week, an expert's telling them, no, don't take statins. And the next week, an expert saying, yo, no. Well, never mind that guy. Take statins. It must drive people nuts.
Well, and what's the end result? A lot of times it's like, oh, I just give up. Right?
Just forget it. Yeah, just leave me alone. Right. Let me eat my macaroni and cheese. Come on.
Right. And maybe that's a good thing, because if they're not taking statin drugs, they're going to be better off. Maybe it's a bad thing. Maybe it's just, well, I'll just, whatever doctor I find that says to do, I'm just going to do what they do. Because they kind of wear you down. By intent, I think. Now, of course, they also get upset because you go to doctor or whatever search engine you use. And then you find out, or you go to the thincs.org. If I remember that correctly, it's the International Group of Cholesterol Skeptics. I've been referring to that webpage for almost as long as I've been in radio, maybe longer. And the point is that should stop this discussion altogether. Whether statins are good or bad, it's irrelevant. Cholesterol doesn't cause heart disease. And we've also talked, remember, recently with Chris Barr, not a doc, extensively about the devastation to coenzyme Q10. Production, that's mitochondrial issues, energy, and also the fact that they completely ignore the main driver for cholesterol being healthy, of course, is chromium. Go back, it's only been a week or so since we had Chris on and we talked about this in detail. If you're on 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium that we get from Innate Response, you can get that from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, it's not going to matter what your levels are, it's going to elevate what they call the HDL. The claim that's the protective kind. I don't think the LDL is bad. I don't agree with the good and bad scenario. God didn't make a mistake about cholesterol. Remember, it's your precursor, your vital precursor to all your youth hormones. Testosterone, progesterone, estrogen. It's critical for brain and neurological health. Your brain is made up of fat, a lot of cholesterol. You start reducing cholesterol production in the body, blocking it, you're going to do damage to your brain and nervous system. Now, one of the big side effects they talk about, muscle issues. Was it rhabdomyolysis? Is that the big one that they mentioned here? But muscle pain, muscle weakness, because the CoQ10 in the mitochondria not functioning, you don't have the energy. And your muscles start deteriorating, wasting away. How does that risk not outweigh the benefit that they claim from lowering your cholesterol? Considering that cholesterol doesn't even cause heart disease, and an equal number of people that get heart attacks have high cholesterol as they have low. So what does that tell you? Cholesterol is not the confounding factor. It's not the causative agent. Liver health is. Because if your liver is damaged,
or congested and not functioning. The pro-inflammatory metabolites and toxins aren't going to get out, and if you have a system that circulates this stuff, then your vascular system is going to be impacted and inflamed, and then you better hope that you've got adequate cholesterol to patch the damage caused by the metabolic waste and toxins that your liver is not removing. Do you understand how this is stupid medicine, statins? Statin stupidity. Statins suck. Doctors who prescribe statins are stupid. Can I be any more clear and direct? Are they capable of reading the medical literature? Are they capable of knowing what the liver does and how the stupid statins destroy liver function, which means that any and all risks for cardiovascular disease go up, not down, on a statin drug? But there are guidelines in this article that they say, oh, it's not so bad. Our guidelines say the benefits outweigh the risks. Really? Destroying your liver is a calculated risk to prevent cardiovascular disease because you believe wrongly that cholesterol even causes it? Amazing. CNN covered this story. It says why the risks and benefits of statins are so complex. Now, Super Don, in the last minute or so of this segment, are they saying they're confused? Are they like what you brought
up? No, that's the story that we covered last week with Chris.
That is the one. Okay. All right.
That is the one.
So
basically just saying that they think that they're overprescribed and that the risks do not outweigh the benefits. But that was last week.
That was last week. But the headline at CNN doesn't say that. You have to read into the story. They say, oh, it's complex. It's too complicated. Check with your doctor. Rather than saying, you know what? The experts here are saying, as they do in the article, that the risks don't outweigh the benefits, which now they do. You guys figure it out. Let me know.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support, so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, upcoming events, we'll add them into the mix, but it looks like I will be coming back to the Tampa Bay area in January, the last weekend in January. I'm almost 100% certain of it. Our good friend Dr. Marlene Siegel is hosting a big event at her veterinary clinic. She also has a huge place that can host these events, and that's up in Pasco County, just north of Tampa, but in the Tampa Bay area. And that's the 25th and 26th of January, I believe. So those of you who couldn't come out and see me at Abby's Health Food Store, you've got a big event opportunity. And we'll get you some more details on ticket prices. It's a big deal. So I'm not the only one coming. And there'll be a lot of cool stuff happening there. Probably broadcasting on that Sunday, I think, as well. So that's up and coming. Is there any other announcements we should make in this segment before we go into the basketball update?
Let's see here. Any other announcements?
I mean, you got the fasting summit. Everybody hopefully
we've got
their
the
email
fasting
on that,
summit
right?
For yeah. Sure. And I'll reiterate again for those of you who have joined us since we first started that if you have not yet subscribed to the Robert Scott Bell Show email list, mm-hmm. Go to robertscottbell.com, scroll down on the right-hand side, you'll see a little box there. It says, Get Robert Scott Bell in your inbox.
Yes.
And go ahead and sign up there, and we will be sending out announcements on a regular basis. We haven't done this in a really long time.
Yeah,
but
I'm excited.
You're missing out. You're missing out if you're not registered.
So get in there. Also, Whole Tones Christmas, all the Whole Tones catalog, 20% off with the code RSB20. We have links to that. We've got so many links, including the Memorial Day weekend event in Pasadena, California. Got links to that as well with Dr. Bitar, Advanced Medicine Conference. So great. Keep checking back at robertscottbell.com. Social media will blast it out to you as well. Speaking of blasting out and blasting off, this is a great opportunity to do a basketball story. We don't do basketball much. Mm-hmm. We do football, right?
I like and basketball. That's probably one of my favorite sports, really. Yeah.
So are you a Steph Curry fan? I mean, he's a little guy. That's amazing.
I should be because the Golden State Warriors were my home team. In fact, I used to go watch the Golden State Warrior games with my dad. He had season tickets. And I got to see Michael Jordan play. Yeah. I got to see Magic Johnson. I got to see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So it was really cool. I got to see some you know, really legendary players.
You've named every player but not one on the Golden State Warriors.
No, because I was not a Golden State Warriors fan. I actually have been a Lakers fan all my life.
All right. yeah.
Which made for a lot of fun in the stands as I was wearing my Lakers shirt amongst all the Golden State Warriors fans.
Yeah. Well, maybe now you could be a Golden State Warriors fan because Steph Curry has come out and said the moon landing was faked. That's right.
Yeah.
It's not a basketball story in reality. He was on a radio show with some other sportscaster people from basketball, Vince Carter, Kent Bazemore, somebody from the Atlanta Hawks, apparently, public relations, and co-host Andy Finberg gives Curry a chance to reconsider when he says, I think it was, you know, faked. I didn't think they went there. You don't think so, she says? He says, nuh-uh. You can almost hear the groans from the Warriors fans echoing in the background, according to this. It's like,
Harry's like, oh, man, he's one of those?
Right, but he wasn't the only one. Right? And Bazemore says, you got to do the research on Stanley Kubrick. Because they brought him in to kind of do the whole orchestration to make it like they really went.
Right.
Now, I was a kid. I had Apollo 11 onesies, right, with the footies in them for sleeping in, pajamas. So I loved all of the Apollo stuff. I'm not saying I'm anti-space whatever exploration, but I've also been realistic since talking to Dwayne Graveline, an honest-to-God NASA astronaut who says we'll never go to the stars because the cosmic radiation is such that we do not have the shielding that would keep people alive. They'll get cancer before they arrive anywhere. And then we've got the problem with the radiation belts between us and the moon. So I think there is legitimate questions about it. I don't say definitively yay or nay, but I say there is legitimacy in questioning it. What say you, Super Don?
I don't care. I mean, it's just like, I don't. It's like, listen, I just watched last night the movie First Man that came out. Really, really good movie. Long. It was over 2 hours. It was really good about the Apollo 11 mission and landing on the moon. I really enjoyed it. Look, Steph Curry, he's a great basketball player. And I don't care if he believes that the moon landing was faked, the moon is made out of cheese,
right?
Or, you know, that Santa is real.
Outrage. Yeah.
But whatever. You know, he's a basketball player, and that's what we should know him for, and he can believe whatever he wants to. What do I believe?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't care what you believe.
I do. Gee.
Well, we're out of time. We're going to have to find out after the on the top of the hour break. But what I will tell you about what this means, Super Don, is so much more important than what either you or I believe, is that the official stories, all of them, are being called into question. The elite controllers on planet Earth are losing control of the stories they want us all to believe to control us. Whether it's real or not, the fact is they're losing it. And, of course, if this was about vaccination, Steph Curry probably wouldn't be in basketball anymore.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.